Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, I'm Nate Keating, the Modern Worship and Creative Director at Emmanuel Faith. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Phil podcast. What's love got to do with it? Well, everything, really. I had the honor of coaching one of my son's baseball teams this past season. And when they first started, they had so much to learn. How to swing at strikes, or just to swing at all, really. How to run to first and not third. And how to throw to your target. But with time, practice, and a lot of encouragement, they began to improve. Each time we played together, each moment spent practicing was a step forward in their growth. And you know what? I feel a lot like they did when it comes to love. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, Paul says, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." These words have a special place in my heart because they remind me of my own journey of learning to love. Growing up, I didn't have many examples of what it meant to love well. Love was often conditional and withheld. Love in many ways was just a word we'd say, not something we'd actually live out. It wasn't until I experienced the unconditional love of God and the genuine love of others that I began to understand just how powerful and life-changing it is. As baseball has been with my boys, love has been with me. It's taken time to develop. When I started this journey, my heart was inexperienced. I wouldn't swing, aka love, when I should have, and I'd run towards what I thought was love but wasn't. But God, in His infinite patience, has been my coach. He's guided me, encouraged me, and patiently corrected my mistakes. His love is the constant support that's helped me grow in the very thing I undeservingly receive from Him. So maybe this is why Paul's prayer for the Philippians resonates deeply with me. By no means would I consider myself a quote-unquote major leaguer in the game of love, but as my love's grown, I've seen the fruits of love begin to blossom in my life. It's a journey I'm still on, and I'm grateful for every step of it, because the more I experience God's love, the more I want to share that love with others. So my friends, let's continue this journey of growing in love together. Let's help each other develop, be patient with each other, and celebrate each other's growth. And through it all, may our love abound more and more, bringing glory and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord, I pray that we would be a people of your love. I pray that we would earnestly seek you, that we would lean into you, God, that we would follow you in your example of love for us. Just as you gave your life up for us, that we would do the same for each other. God, that we would champion each other, that we would encourage each other, and that it would all be for the glory of Christ. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.